You ready? Let's go. I wanna hear some new soul, so I had to check. Pushing soul with DJ D Hef. They play that classic R&B, that's the kind I like. I play it every time I wanna get in the vibe. Okay, yeah, even play some funk, that's the style I want. Indie R&B too, you know how the crew do. Hey, talking and mixing and steady on the road. DJ D, boys in heaven, this is pushing soul.
Hey, push your soul, we are back in the building. You know who I be. I be F. You know.
You know.
And that platinum DJ after sensei's of the ones and twos. Mr. Blend Master himself. DJ.
DJ DEEPOISC. On everything.
You know, this is our, this is time where he. Hey, bro, that hot and soul music, neo, jazz, he blends it all together, and he make this time hot right now, so, we got a hot show.
Yep, and, I'm just finishing up on my, my little wine here. Matter of fact, I got the bottle right here. I'm just finishing up on my well-read wine. It's an organic wine coming out of California. 2017 red wine. Organic. It's also 12.5 right now. So that's like I drank the whole bottle by myself. I'm still sipping on the last bit of it, but
whew. I still got a little bit in my bottle. I didn't have that because I don't like that flavor of wine he has. A port-ish. I need something sweeter, and so I got some cupcake Moscato, and I'm about to finish that up.
I'm relaxed
right now.
I think mine's sneaking up a little bit. I might hurry up and do this, finish up this show before I won't be able to.
Yeah.
Tomorrow might be a little rough day for me.
A little rough day for you?
Yeah, I might have a little rough time getting up.
No, I don't think I have a rough time getting up. I just want to go to sleep. You know?
Oh,
I just need a nap right now. That's that's how this wine got me. Got me wanting to take a nap.
Oh, okay. So we back. Another show. More great R&B. And shout out to the affiliates.
Yes, sir.
We doing it.
Newest one, shout out to Amsterdam.
Oh yeah, shout out to Air. Was it Air? I'll get it in quite a second. It takes me a second to get myself right set in here. The wine is just kicking me now. Like
I didn't catch myself slurring some words a while ago.
Am I slurring?
Yeah, you hold, it's about getting there. It's getting there with you.
Me?
Yeah, it's getting there with you.
I'm slurring, but you just real slow, like.
Yo, I am slow right now. I'm like a little special kid slow. Right now. Can I say it like that? Is that wrong?
I don't know if you should say that.
Well, I'm a little special right now. Just put it that way.
A little slow. Like the little bus type thing.
Yeah, Corky. You can start calling me Corky. Corky Chulo.
Corky Chulo. Oh gosh. I might be struggling right now to get things going here. I think it's in the wrong email. When you kind of tipsed up, buzzed out, you really kind of. Oh, my fault. Shout out to Air FM for the love and the support. Hustle Bread TV coming back soon. We're going to be talking about the drinks that we're drinking tonight.
Drinks of the week, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we can go on into the mix, huh?
Oh, push your soul. Hey, you know what it is. Why have a DJ if you ain't going to mix? But, hey, my DJ does. DJ!
get it, bro. Be right Push back. Right
soul with DJ D Boys and Half.
me too low. You know there will never be a deeper white light to score. So I'm alone.
But my broken heart turned me to a savage. Ooh. Cause I only want you when I'm lonely, on a late night, on a Friday, with some high grade. Said I'll only want you when I'm lonely, on a late night, on a Friday, with some high grade. Just come through, cause I only want you when when I'm lonely on a late night, on a Friday.
Maybe I don't wanna do this all today. Don't you know you're so predictable? I can tell you everything you're gonna say, like, hey, or hi, how you been lately?
Fine.
I've been missing you, baby.
Sigh.
I don't know if I can take this again.
Every time the weekend comes, yeah, I know that it won't be long, yeah. So you're gonna call my phone, yeah. You'll be like, babe, come over. I know how this goes, yeah. Talk about you need closure. Too many missed calls, too many texts. Damn, I wish I missed my ex.
You know I ain't looking for no trouble. So why you tryna test me on my holiday? Boy, you must be living in a bubble. Oh, go with the wind, fly, fly away. No, hey, oh,
hi,
how you been lately?
Fine.
I've been missing you, baby.
Fine.
I don't know if I can take this again, no.
Every time the weekend comes, yeah, I know that it won't be long, yeah. So you're gonna call my phone, yeah. You'll be like, babe, come over. I know how this goes, yeah. Talk about puny closure. Too many missed calls, too many texts. Damn, I wish I missed my ex.
Texting, 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 troubling me all over my phone all night. This ain't love, you're troubling me. You're wishing you were still mine. I'm the only one you want, but I can't follow where your heart is. Cool it till the morning. Na 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 na.
This is Pushin' Soul Radio.
I can feel it coming in the air.
We're pushing. So, oh, I got hooked. And it feels good.
I know we told you that we won't stop. Push yourself.
Yes,
I know
sir.
We told you that we won't stop. Push yourself.
Oh, is that right? Go ahead, that
Jesus,
part.
Jesus, the just the two of us won't stop pushing that song. You can't talk about big, man. Shut up about big. Okay. I'm sick of people making jokes about big.
Okay. What I say about big?
Jesus, the notorious, just bless us with the business of Jesus. Jesus.
He tried to match Jesus and Jesus.
Jesus.
When you got a slur, you can mix anything.
Jesus.
Yeah, bad teeth.
Jesus.
Oh, I don't get it. Maybe he did. That was before he got money, right? Yeah, that was before he dropped his stuff. Didn't this come out before Ready to Die? I think it did.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe he had, you know, some issues with, you know, his teeth or something at the time.
Jesus.
He was just heavy time.
You know, dudes that put S's on stuff and stuff like that, you gotta wonder.
I was one of them dudes.
You did a lot of.
Yeah.
Why?
It was worse because that's how my family spoke. My family from the South.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about. Cause.
Oh, lisp. They have a lisp.
No, this is just something other than this. This is just.
I don't know what to talk about, bro. Think you're a snake right now?
Never met it. You never seen dudes, they talk like that.
Yeah, they're gay. I know a lot of gay guys who talk like that.
Why? Why does that have to come with being gay?
I have no idea.
Is that some kind of stereotype or something?
I'm not sure.
Lyrical thesis. Okay. But, yeah, because they're coming out with the new movie about the gay superhero. For the gentleman who does flips and heels and knows karate very well. As a kid, he got picked on for basically being gay at a young age. And then his mom put him in karate and he started beating up the bullies.
Oh.
And his mom had to tell him, you know, look, stop beating everybody up. And he could flip cartwheels and heels. And it was on, I don't know if it was IG or one or the other, one of those social media platforms. And the director of Empire now wants to do a movie about it, about him.
Wow. Okay.
So be on the lookout for the gay superhero.
There's only a movie to look out for.
Huh? Would you go see it?
No.
Why?
It's not something I would be interested in seeing. Is the gay superhero black?
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on. Of course. It could never be a white gay superhero.
Let's be black. Okay.
There are more than black gay people in the world. And when you see it on TV, it always got to be more portrayed as a black person than it does as a white person. Even though it's both races that it can be gay. Why is it always portrayed as a black man being gay? Why why on Empire couldn't it have been Jamal and a white man? Which it was. No, he wasn't. No, his first boyfriend was not white. He was Puerto Rican or Mexican.
Yeah, something like that.
So, I don't know. Hollywood is funny.
Yeah, if the demasculine, take the masculinity out of the black male. So, that's what they're doing. So, but you know, I'm a little funny though. So, you know, I don't watch movies. If there's not a black character in it, I probably won't watch it.
Oh, you pro black.
Oh yeah. Like I said, if there's no black, if there's nothing in the movie that relates to me, I just don't need for me to watch it. So that's why, if I'm not just saying just because it's a gay person, I just don't relate to gay. You know, I just don't do gay things.
Oh, I was like, what is that noise? That's the orgy. What the heck? Thought that was your phone ringing or something.
No, my phone.
It's just like, if you haven't seen the Killer Mike series on Netflix, it's just, he tried to do all black. Was it a day? How many days was he trying to do it? Was it a day?
3 days.
3 days of nothing but black businesses and black everything.
Yeah, he went all black for 3 days.
You mean to tell me in Atlanta you couldn't find all black situation? In Georgia?
No, in Atlanta you can, but he's going to Athens.
Well, before he left to leave Atlanta, he had issues, right?
Well, he was getting started. It was easy for him to find a place to sleep because it was his own house. And he knew other black people in Atlanta, so. He got himself situated because, you know, He got all his food, the canned goods and all that stuff from a black store. And he found a black charter,
a black bus
to take him to Athens, which he did. He got to Athens.
He said, brother said, where you go get a black meal? Subway.
Man, that broke my heart, bro. Man, that literally crushed me. That literally crushed me.
But he ended up finding somewhere, didn't he? Like an older black lady. Was that in Athens?
Yeah. He found because she had a co-op when she was going for home. Fruits and vegetables.
Man. I was getting hungry looking at her food. I was like, oh, black lady. Soul food.
She had like good cornbread. It's a Jiffy. It ain't no Jiffy. It's a straight cornbread.
What was the name of that movie again? That show, man. I forgot that.
What? The Mike?
The Killer Mike. Trigger Warning?
Yeah, Trigger Warning.
Okay.
Yeah. So, check that out on Netflix. He made a lot of... Oh, my goodness. I ain't gonna lie. It's like... That is a show I think everybody should watch. And my whole thing is, I'm holding true. I'm making Black Friday a Black Friday. I'm doing something for black businesses. Black business every Friday from now to eternity.
Where is the black bank in Ohio?
There's no black bank in Ohio. You can go online, One Nation Bank. I think the closest one is in Cleveland. I think they have a branch in Cleveland.
Does that mean we get a loan better?
No.
Bad credit is
sure.
Bad credit, brother.
Yeah, bad credit is bad credit. But it could be, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not for sure. I haven't tried it yet. But yeah, so I'm just thinking, you know, because how many days could you go? You know, and the funny thing is, I was at the barbershop. And I realized, like, once I leave this barbershop, where would I go next? I started thinking, like, man, that is deep. And then there's a website that you can buy a lot of black products. And I think
There's black restaurants around here, nearby here. Yeah. But they're not open all the time. So what do you do after hours here? You better get up early and go get you some food. And when we say black, do we not only mean... So could I go to an African grocery store? Would that be equal to black, or would that be considered African? Because we do have a lot of African grocery stores here. So I wonder. Or is it just anything that's non... Anything that's not white owned?
No, or is it just because then people can put in the Arab
right
store, which is, again, they have their own community and they spend within their own community. So I really do think it's
all black. Wow.
Because 6 hours within their own community, that was like really hurtful. Because I grew, you know, I was growing up going to black stores, you know, because we had one of the first black projects ever. It's not no more, but you know, but it was the place where they had Black Commerce, they had Mount Vernon
yeah.
area.
Yeah,
had its own everything, had its all the clubs and was in that little stretch. Had this old grocery store, IGA.
Custer Brothers.
It had everything.
Brothers. Clothing. Brothers Carry Out.
It had clothing. All your... Anything that you wanted was in one situation. Was in one place. They started segregation here.
Now you go to that area and it's primarily white.
Yeah,
so all surrounded around
it. Gentrification did that place. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. I guess we get back into some more music.
Oh, get back into some more music. Hey, Black Friday's coming up. Oh, my fault. Hey, this is Pushing Soul. DJ, you gotta get back to it.
Hey yo, D. Let's take it back. Take it back.
This is Pushing Soul Radio.
Let's take it back.
Baby girl, I wanna make a toast to new beginnings. Equal combination. The mother dudes before me never knew what they were doing, making moves, and I'm just saying
they never stepped up
to give you the best of anything like you deserve. Ooh, girl, they never felt your pain, cause they don't know a woman's worth like I do. Knows how to treat you right.
Let's take it back.
Girl, I'm talking about vacations on private islands, chefs provided. How you like that? And your shopping game is gonna be on full display on and rodeo. Then we to the crib for a nightcap. Be back to give you the best of anything like you deserve. Ooh, girl. They never felt your pain, cause they don't know what a woman is worth. Ooh, like I do. Ooh.
on Saturday to Friday. Holidays on both sides. One chance, I can make it right. We'll never have to argue, girl, don't wanna fight. They say love, and let you give it away. And that's something I want from you, so don't you keep me waiting.
Lady, your love, don't keep me waiting.
Don't keep me waiting.
Tell me what's the use of changing when I know that you'll never let it go. But when it's all said and done, I hope my daughter don't hate me like her mama did. I don't, no. I hope my son wants to be like his daddy one day when he gets grown. Your daddy's still a good man. Hope I'm forgiven one day for all of the things, oh, oh, that I did wrong. Oh, oh, oh. I hope my daughter don't hate me like her mama did. I don't. Yeah. God forgives me, she won't.
I'm always placing second in my mind. I can't even think of things to do. Somebody was talking to me, but I couldn't understand a word they said. Not that I was trying to be rude, but conversation couldn't make it through. The thoughts of the love I have for you.
Like the first half or the second half, both halves are fire, bro. So that's all I gotta say.
Yeah. Well, I until next week. Get
hey, you can follow me. Follow me on IG at Hef Chulo on IG and also on Twitter. DJ Depoise.
At DJ DEPOISC.
On everything. Hit the Platinum DJ and go to mixtapeheat.net and download his last mixtape. He got another mixtape coming out.
Yes, sir. Boom bap rap ain't dead.
Ain't dead. Okay. So follow us, like us. Oh, also follow us on Hustle Brand ENT on IG also. Until next week, I'll be Hef.
JD Boys.
Out.